I'm Steve Clark with Dr. Art Evans, entomologist, and this is What's Bugging You. Something unusual on today's program, Art's going to talk to a bee.
That's right. We're here today with Bee Cantor from Goochland High School, and she's going to tell us about her new book, Calling Nature. You've certainly opened my eyes to this new technology, and your pictures are fabulous.
Thank you.
Tell us how it got started. What was the inspiration? How did you come to this project, and how did it come to fruition?
Well, I started taking macro pictures with a drop of water on the lens of the iPhone. It was a lot of fun, and I wanted to be able to do other things, and so I bought something called an Oloclip, which slides over the edge of the iPhone. It has a wide-angle lens, a fisheye lens, and a macro lens. And then I just went out and started taking pictures of flowers and little seeds and even my food. One day I realized I had accidentally captured some teeny tiny little bugs inside a flower. So I went outside again and said, okay, now I'm actually going to on purpose look for insects. I started posting a few pictures on Facebook and people really liked them and were commenting and asking, what are these? What is this? I started doing more research and it became this hobby over the summer. And when I traveled to Ireland, I met some friends who are all very interested in photography and they wanted to know how I was finding the bugs, what I was using, how I was managing to get them in focus, even though they're moving away from you all the time. And they said, oh, you should write a book. And there's this software from Apple that I wanted to learn anyways. So this was a perfect way to do it. My hope is to get more people interested in looking for bugs and looking at bugs and other little things that most people miss.
I'm a bit of a Luddite when it comes to these sorts of things. And the little bit that you showed me, it's just amazing the different applications are involved and different things that the book brings to the fore.
It's not just text. It has pictures. And when you tap the pictures, you can go full screen with them. So you can appreciate the full resolution and all the colors and all the details. You can zoom in. I have video of all the different insects, you know, walking around. And it's a lot of fun to share this because not everybody feels comfortable enough going outside and hanging out with bugs.
So what were some of your more challenging insect photographs that appear in the book?
I really like dragonflies and damselflies. Mm-hmm. The dragonflies are very easy. They get used to you being around and they just kind of stand there and let you take pictures. But the damselflies were very skittish and they do run away. They don't settle for very long. And they're so skinny and so small that they're very hard to get in focus. So it took me many, many tries. And it was the one time that I actually fell and landed in the mud.
Well, while you're working on this project, what was the biggest surprise for you? What was the thing that was the most unexpected?
I realized I could spend so much time outdoors, and since I got involved in technology and in teaching with technology probably a decade ago, I have not spent this much time outdoors. So it was very nice for me to find myself going back outdoors.
It never occurred to me that electronics would bring someone back to nature.
I know. And people complain, you know, you give a kid an iPod and they're going to sit and do nothing but play games. And Here they can be such sources of discovery, such a tool for exploration.
Well, Bee, tell us where we can get a copy of our very own of Calling Nature.
Well, it is a free download from the iBook Store, so you can access it either on your computer or on your iPad and search for Calling Nature, and you can download it and enjoy it.
Well, we'll be sure to include that link on the What's Bugging You website along with some of your fantastic pictures. Thank you so much for being here.
Thank you.
You'll find photos, audio, and a link to Art's blog at ideastations.org/radio/bugs.